Oh, what a good band. If you want to know where Seven Dust got their sound, it's this band, Stuck Mojo.
I was like, this couldn't be a Ted suggestion.
No. This is a band called Stuck Mojo that was like, they were like right at the beginning of the rap rock stuff. Like they were like early to mid 90s, right around when Rage Against the Machine was coming out. And they were good friends with the Seven Dust guys and the same kind of thing. But if you want to know where Seven Dust gets some of their sound, it's from that band there. Everyone thought that was the band that was going to blow up from Atlanta, but Seven Dust was the one that ended up taking off. So, and by the way, Seven Dust is a very good band. This is not by any means a slight on Seven Dust. They're a great band in their own right. But that was kind of the band that everyone thought was going to blow up. And matter of fact, what's that band with Chris Jericho, Fozzy? Like, basically, the guys from Stuck Mojo with Chris Jericho the Wrestler is that band, Fozzy.
Were you a Rage fan or not? Not so much.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that Tom Morello is a fantastic guitarist. That band's, I mean, they're just a super tight, great band. And they're an original. So, yeah, absolutely. I do like Rage Against the Machine. All right, you know what? Should we unload some take grenades?
Arcan's settling in here, by the way. If you want to yell at him, you're welcome to.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, maybe while we're getting the take grenades ready, Christian Arcan, he's getting all set for everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are we ready, Stiz? You think we're ready to roll?
Let's do it. Oh.
There we go. Our take grenades brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to MilliganandHiggins.com for a free consultation. You have been leaving messages all throughout the show on the Odyssey app, pressing the microphone and leaving your take grenade, and we shall unload them here. Let's go. Pull!
With Jaylen Brown going to the Philadelphia 76ers and that lineup, is there enough ball to go around, especially with VJ Edgecombe being an up-and-coming player who has to earn certain credentials if he wants to get paid going forward in the NBA? So does Jaylen Brown disrupt that chemistry of now there's four guys that need the ball, want the ball? How do you distribute that during the course of the game and still get your other bench players, role players active and engaged in the game?
Christian, I predict implosion of this year's 76ers team. How do you feel, sir?
I think that's very possible. I think it's already starting a little bit with the Embiid Jaylen Brown thing. I think it's already beginning here. And I think, I don't know if you guys saw this, Jaylen Brown and Kyrie Irving sat down on the stream for a long conversation, which, by the way, that sentence makes me like physically sick just to even say. But I really believe Kyrie got it in Jaylen Brown's head. It's better to be a disruptor than a good teammate. And I think that's going to be a big problem for them this year.
Ooh, yeah. That if you didn't hear it earlier, Tracy McGrady, who's a good friend of Jaylen Brown's, said that Jaylen and Joel Embiid have not even spoken yet. And I was comparing it to, like, imagine if like SGA was traded to the Celtics and after a week and a half he had not reached out to Jason Tatum. You'd be like, what? How is that possible?
Pretty weird.
Yep, pretty weird. By the way, these take grenades brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to MilliganandHiggins.com for a free consultation. Let's get to the next one.
Rich, new studios, and that microphone sounds like crap. Are you inside a tin can or, you know, what's going on in there?
Sorry, I didn't realize it didn't sound that good. I am remote today. I'll be back tomorrow, absolutely.
Yeah, but you're waiting for the studio to get totally fixed up top to bottom, no problems, then you'll be in, right?
Ken, you sound great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's of course he does.
I sound incredible. Rich, I don't know. Yeah, it's totally different.
Now, why is my microphone red in the studio? Like, why is it like...
It's like the Ted Williams
Red Sox red. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was told. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's very sportsy.
Because you're special.
It looks like you can contact the Kremlin, you know, like the red telephone they have in the White House. That's what I'm writing.
Get Ovechkin on the line.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we use it for. All right, let's go to the next one, shall we?
What's up, guys? Love the show. Was on vacation last week, kind of take a break from listening to the radio. I feel like I'm lost, but that's besides the point. Couple quick things about the show today. Rich, you said that Tyler Hero, most punchable face in the NBA. No, it's Grayson Allen, and it's not even remotely close. And on top of that, my second note of the day, Steve from Fall River calling in to criticize other callers and tell them not to call with nonsense, it's got to be the single funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because you, sir, are the worst caller in sports radio history. That's all I've got for today, guys. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. He's right about Grayson Allen. I forgot about that. Mm. He might have the most punchable face in the NBA. I don't know. Is there anybody worse? Is there anybody worse? That's pretty bad. Pretty bad. All right, let's go to the next one, shall we?
right, got a couple of things for you, boys. Number one, Drake May is God. Dude put on some serious muscle. All the disrespect he's getting in the offseason is just good, because the disrespect is going to be turned into just motivation and power, and our boy is going to punch it down the throats of all the haters and bring another ring home. Two, Tom Brady's a mutant. Can't stand that traitor. He's a POS. That's the end of that. Three, Ted, you're going to be mad, but Belichick also God tier, and that's where I'm leaving that. Last thing for you, Rich, I know you're a music guy. I think you should listen to Joe Armon Jones. That's A-R-M-O-N Jones. Gnawa, I think is how you pronounce it. Sweet. It's like a Moroccan type of music. Oh, dude, you're going to love it. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Go Pats. Go Sox. And the Celtics probably are going to suck.
Hell, a wide yes, range of call. Wow.
I know. I will have to listen to that artist that he just threw out there. Sure. To all the things he said, great. There was a
almost,
lot to cover.
Almost
there.
Too much.
That was like a 10-second version of this show.
Yeah, it really was.
Basically what that was.
Summed up we should show. Do that. You have 30 seconds to recap everything we said. Go. All right, let's do that. We got one more, Stiz? Is that right?
Yeah, one more.
Let's launch it, baby.
Brad Stevens is a genius. He trades Jaylen Brown to the 76ers, knowing that Jaylen Brown sucks. So if we do see them in the playoffs, we know how to get right through them.
Mm.
It would be funny if, like, Brad saw something in Jaylen and then looked at the chemistry of the 76ers and was like, you know what? I'm going to just plant an explosive device inside the division, because I know that there's no way this could work.
Jaylen is the Trojan horse of the NBA in 2027.
Yeah, I forgot about Edgecombe, too. You're right. I mean, you've got, because obviously Edgecombe's growth is going to get stunted. I think Maxey's going to take a step backwards because there's just not enough ball to share with Jaylen Brown there.
Now, how do you guys feel about this? Dylan Mitchell, who they drafted in the second round, had a pretty good game in the Summer League Sunday, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 6 steals. At St. John's, he had shot 15 threes total in his St. John's college career. He shot 5 threes in the game. They told him to shoot. He was 2 for 5, which is not bad. But this is like they're back to Missoula ball. Like Ted had all these stats about how they're better without Jaylen Brown. At least he shot 2 some of the time. They're going to go back the other way.
Yeah. A kid like that, though. You want to expand his game a little bit, right? Like,
I mean, I guess.
He's only shot 15 in college.
It's just
you
like.
Yeah, that Summer League's the time to do it, right?
It took him half a day, and they're already hitting these, like, shoot threes, dude.
Yeah, I have a feeling that, you know, Christian, real quick, I'll just ask you, because somebody, I think Ted asked it earlier, maybe it was you, Ken. It was, who's going to end up being the better team next season? Like, who's going to go further in the playoffs, the Sixers or the Celtics?
I think the Sixers, just off top.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Edgecombe is going to get blocked more by Maxey than he would be by Jaylen. There's not another real wing on that team. You know, like, he's basically the guy on the wing there.
They got rid of Oubre and
right.
some other guys.
And, you know, Embiid's probably going to be out a lot, because he always is. So, you know, I think that they're probably a little bit better just overall talent-wise. But it really depends with the Celtics and their draft picks. Like, that's what they've modeled the team after Tatum around, are these defense-first young guy, Jordan Walsh, Hugo Gonzalez, you know, like they're all kind of the same. And it's sort of what the Thunder tried to do. You know, you give a lot of money to the one guy. They don't really have a second-best player. And you just have all these defensive players come in and try and suffocate the other team. That's a bold strategy for these Celtics.
It's a bold strategy for the new player on the team, Jaylen Brown, to not reach out to essentially the king of that team, being Joel Embiid.
He never reached out to Tatum either, so what the hell's the difference? They want a title.
True. That's a decent point. All right, 617-779-7937. We will take your calls and sweep the leg next.